We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Blessed greetings and love. Welcome to Bob Radio, Keno. How you doing, man? How's everything going?
I'm good, brother. Good to hear from you, Carlos. Yeah, how's everything going with you?
We're doing good. We're doing good, you know. There's a lot going on, but, you know, just keeping holding the faith and just keeping on, really.
There you go. That's how we do it.
Well, I wanted to talk to you because you've done some recent releases have been coming out. I've been seeing Big Mountain's name come up on my feed and everything. And I want to talk to you about what's going on with Big Mountain. So, in 97, you released Get Together, and now this year, just recently, just re-released it. Can you tell us about that re-release and what's going on right there?
You know, we always kind of felt that the mix wasn't quite right with that song, and it just, you know, kind of got, the whole release didn't go well with Warner. We were with Warner Records at the time.
Okay.
And my manager Bruce, he's been determined to get those tapes back and do a proper release, and that's kind of the result of what's going on right now.
Okay.
Coincidentally, just the message is one that I think people need to hear in the country right now. There's just a lot of polarization going on, and you know,
absolutely. I think it's a perfect time for that song to come out again.
Yeah. Presidential campaigns always create a lot of just negativity.
Tension,
man. What Big Mountain does. What Big Mountain does. We just try to bring some love to the vibe.
That's what's going on. So that you're going to re-release that whole album?
No, just that song.
Just that song,
the classic. Yeah. Young Bloods was the band that originally released that song. I forget what year it was, but you know, one of those classic hippie songs, man.
definitely. Well, it's the visuals are cool. I like the vibe. I like the energy on that. So I just want to talk to you about that, all right? And then not too long ago you released Angelina.
Yeah.
So tell us about that artist and that collaboration.
An artist from Ghana, a young up and coming hot artist named Rain Gad. We started communicating with him about a year ago. And we recorded the song over the last summer.
Okay.
And then I went to Ghana in October, and we shot the video, and it's a cool video with some African kids dancing in it, and it's just a beautiful African scenery there, and just got that real Ghanaian taste to it. So it's something special for me. I had never been to Africa, so it was my first time finally setting foot on the mother continent.
That must have been awesome.
It was a blessing, and of course and then last year Ghana celebrated their year of return, so you know, I went to the W.E.B. Du Bois Center and paid my tribute to that great man, and just celebrated of course, a tragic event, right? But just giving tribute to all of the horrible, horrible institution of slavery. Just going back and giving tribute to the beautiful Mother Africa, man. We're all one people.
That's and we always got to keep always been like a dream of mine is to step into Africa. So that must have been pretty amazing feeling to go over to Africa.
Mind blowing.
And then, those guys really are pushing the gas pedal on reggae music and Afrobeat right now. Africa Afrobeat is huge right now. It's doing a lot of stuff, and they got their own stars, and they fill their own stadiums, and even bigger than here, like way crazier than here. And they appreciate reggae a little bit more.
Well,
than
I encourage everybody. I encourage people to listen to Raingad, man. Go to YouTube or Spotify and listen to our collaboration again, Angelina. It's just so beautiful. I mean, the production, African production, they just take it to a whole different level, man. And like you say, man, Afrobeat is finally getting some respect. I mean, I don't know, you know what I mean? It's like,
well, it's getting a lot of traction.
Europe and United States is always going to kind of like because of the entertainment business being based in these two countries, it's always going to kind of dominate, man. But Africa has talent unlike anywhere in the world.
Oh, totally, totally. I completely agree.
But yeah, but check out Raingad, man. Raingad. Raingad, but in an African dialect. Raingad.
Okay.
You're gonna love everything he puts out. He's always putting out just high end music, and there's no slackness in it. Contrary to a lot of African artists right now, are very very slackified. He does not do any of that, man. All of his lyrics are positive, very positive kid. And I'll tell you what, this kid is true blue, Irie, spiritual, one world kind of person, man. So check him out. He's shooting up.
Very cool. Very good. Very good. Very good. And so, what else is going on with Big Mountain? You did a project last year with some Brazilian.
We did. We did a collaboration last year, and oh my goodness, I am forgetting the name of this young group from Brazil.
There are a couple guys.
30, 30, there we go.
Yeah, a couple guys.
three guys. Yeah. And, we did a collaboration with those guys, and now I'm even forgetting the name of the song. I've been too busy. Love So Strong. There we go. Love So Strong. And what's interesting about this song, it was Spanish, English, and Portuguese. Of course, the native language of Brazil. And
right.
And yeah, you know, it was nice to, they were in Los Angeles. We went up to LA, me and James. We jumped in the studio with them for a day. And again, they're hot shots in Brazil right now.
Okay.
Shooting up the charts, and
very cool.
You know, it was nice. They really treated us good, and
you guys have a very strong presence in Brazil. Big Mountain.
Yes, Brazil has always been a very good territory for us. The Brazilian people have always been good to us. I think our first time there was in 1994, and then 1995 we did the big Ruffles Reggae Tour with Inner Circle and Ziggy and Lucky Dubé.
Man,
Who else was on that tour? It was tremendous. We were playing soccer stadiums, man, just like 50,000 one night, 30,000 the next night. That's right. Maxi Priest was there. So that was when reggae really took off. In Brazil, and it's nice to still be a part of the scene. And you know, Brazil, there's no place like Brazil. You go down there and you go, shoot, you know what I mean? It's like
they too have a major passion for reggae music, old school reggae music and sound system. I see some crazy Brazilian sound system set up, and they just really appreciate and love roots reggae music, you know.
Speaking of sound systems, what about the sound system scene right now? My God, I just got done doing 10 dub plates yesterday, man.
Oh, wow.
And I did like 40 dub plates in January.
Wow.
Trust me, it is blowing up. And of course, Baby, I Love Your Way, you know, we just won when we were a part of the Antigua Clash. Baby, I Love Your Way was in the final round.
What?
Baby, I Love Your Way was in the final round last year in, what do you call it?
World Clash?
God dang it. The
UK Jam Cup? Rock. Oh, Jamrock.
Jamrock, yeah. So you know, it's just a fun new addition to the whole reggae scene. It's just keeping reggae music evolving, you know. And there's not a lot of people, you know, there's a little bit of controversy over what exactly is going on, but it's really opening doors for us. It keeps us in front of young people. Baby, I Love Your Way just has tremendous legs. It just will not stop, that song.
it's a great, and the production on the song, the radio track, is impeccable. I mean, it's like an awesome movie, and every scene in the movie is awesome. You know what I mean? It's like so cool.
Yeah, so, man. And speaking of movies, it was a blessing to be a part of the Jumanji Next Level.
Right.
So it's been a good few years. It's exciting now. You know, music industry had such a downturn for such a long time, and we were wondering whether we were going to survive the bad times. And internet finally pulled itself together to be on the side of the musician rather than just pirating all of our hard work away.
Right.
And, you know, I think we were all kind of sitting there going, what's going to happen with this music industry, you know what I mean, as far as reggae music? And, you know, our artists like us that are more artistic and not necessarily part of that pop crust.
Yeah.
The hype. The hype, and so it's great to see
that. Most popular and all that stuff.
Right. It's just great to see that the internet finally came around to help the rest of the population of musicians a little better, and people can at least communicate with each other and communicate with their fans a lot easier.
Yeah, man. And so I know we're talking about Africa and we're talking about Brazil, and another place that Big Mountain has a lot of miles and a lot of fans is the Philippines.
Yeah, man. Was just there for a month doing a solo run. Big Mountain has been there basically the last 3 years in a row. Philippines, you know, there's this legendary band called Tropical Depression in the Philippines.
Okay.
It was headed by the legend, the godfather of reggae over there, a guy named Papa Dom.
Okay.
And this band is like the Bible over there. That's my doggy, Paco.
Okay, cool.
Paco, relax. Paco, relax. Papa Dom tried to get us there for so many years, man, and we just could not pull it together. Lo and behold, he passes away 2 years before we finally get there, man.
Oh, wow. So
it was really painful to miss meeting the man in person, but we get to see his magic every time we go there. You know, he's got a lot of classic songs, but the big one is Kapayapaan, which means happiness in Tagalog.
Okay.
And we did a version of that. If anybody wants to look it up on Spotify, yeah, Kapayapaan, Big Mountain. But you got to listen to the Tropical Depression version. That's the classic one. So, you know, Filipinos, they're like no other, man. Their love is so huge, and their love for Big Mountain, thankfully, is everlasting, and they continue to give us love every time we go there. And like I said, I was over there when this whole coronavirus thing broke out.
Oh,
and actually, I flew there the day before the tall volcano erupted.
Okay, wow.
So I'm looking at the news, and they're saying, okay, well, Manila Airport is closed, but I'm looking at the flight, and the flight was still not canceled, so I'm going, okay, what's going on here?
Right.
Ended up flying there, and went and performed a show that they put together at the last minute, mm-hmm. performed for some of the Ta'al, the victims of the Ta'al eruption, and just so happened that my promoter there, mm-hmm. a good friend named Jesse Gonzalez,
okay.
he was from this one of the same towns that was deeply affected, a town called Batangas.
Okay.
That's like right across from the island where Ta'al is located. So it hit him personal. He was 10 years old the last time it erupted in 1965.
Wow.
And so it was like, you know, it was there was just weird stuff going on like that, man. And then the whole corona thing going on, and we're going, what the hell?
I'm glad you got home. I'm glad you got home, man.
And you know what? And then last weekend, Big Mountain was in Anguilla.
Oh, wow.
Performing for Banky Banks' Moonsplash.
Okay, yeah.
Which we hadn't been together. The last time we were together, we played in India in December. And then we did this thing, and we're wondering whether or not we're going to get home. So it's just kind of like this. These weird things just keep on following us all over the world, man. But God bless. Everybody's home safe.
Good deal.
I've been communicating with the boys all day today.
Okay.
And, yeah, man. So we gotta keep strong, man. We gotta keep strong. We gotta keep our heads up.
That's what's going on. So we see like reggae music spread all over the world, you know? It's like, you know, like what I want to talk to you about is like, people get upset about, like, oh, well, that's not reggae enough, or that's not roots enough, or that's not Rasta enough, or, you know, that's not quite reggae music, in my opinion, and stuff. But, like, it wasn't, like, one of the original goals of reggae music is to spread the message of reggae music to the four corners of the earth, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
You know, and then I think it's made a lot of progress. You know, what do you think?
You know, You can never, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with the generational thing. I think old people just have trouble adjusting to new situations.
Okay.
And, you know, you gotta let music do its thing, man. Music's gonna go where it's gonna go. You can't control music. I mean, one thing that's interesting about reggae music, every reggae fan in the world, they think they're the greatest reggae fan in the world. You know what I'm saying?
Right, so, right, totally.
Right, so they take it to heart. And
they
we're all like really, we take it really personal, and we're very possessive of reggae, and we think reggae should be a certain way. And that experience keeps on happening over and over again each generation, right?
Right.
I think that a lot of us are frustrated when we see Jamaica not being honored as the homeland of reggae, and Jamaican artists, older Jamaican artists, not
getting the respect that's due. Yeah.
Getting their respect that they're due, and being a part of every reggae scene, no matter what, whether, you know, it's like every reggae scene and every reggae concert should have classic Jamaican artists there as
to represent,
to represent, and just keep on taking it back to that experience, because reggae music started as identity and expressing the suffering of a whole group of people in Jamaica that descendants of slaves, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So forget that. That's where it all starts. It all starts with the experience of Jamaican people.
Yeah, the suffering.
And the worst slavery that was ever experienced in Jamaica. And you know, it was and that includes all kinds of stuff like capitalism and colonialism. You know.
Oh yeah.
So we gotta always bring it back to that. I think it's really important for us to bring it back to that, and to always celebrate the revolutionary aspect of reggae music, and that reggae music should celebrate a revolutionary lifestyle and state of mind.
Right.
So once you do that, then you can do whatever the hell you want, man. You can have a party.
Right.
You can have a party because Jamaica's about having parties too, man.
Right.
And Rastas are about having parties too. But don't ever forget where this music came from, and don't ever forget the experience that this music was born from. It was born from suffering. It was born from suffering, but in that, we celebrate life. We find ways to celebrate life, even in the most dreadful situations, and that's where dreadlocks comes from. Even with a dreadful appearance and a dreadful perspective in life, we find that joy. We find that joy to keep on going on and keep on struggling through life, regardless of how much suffering we're doing.
Absolutely, I completely agree, man. That's like perfectly describes how I feel about the music and the mindset and the liberty that
yes, sir.
I want to try to keep, you know.
Yeah, man, and yeah, man, and you know, it's a blessing that we got new outlets like Bob Radio,
right?
That are keeping the music going, and we all got to keep each other in check, right?
Yeah,
that's what they did to Big Mountain.
Yeah,
I mean, I got so much shit for "Baby, I Love Your Way."
Mm-hmm.
I think people were saying that I was part of a CIA plot to steal reggae music away from the black man. Did I take it personal? No. Right? You know, I did not take it personal, man. I understood. Do I take personally when people say, oh, that's just another pop band? No. I don't take it personal, man.
Right.
Hey, this is your music too. Bob, Bob means just as much to me as he does to you.
Right.
You can think whatever the hell you want.
Right.
I'm a reggae fan.
Right.
That's just the bottom line. So, I'm an artist too. But first and foremost, I start off a reggae fan. That's how I started this whole experience, right?
Right.
So I understand where you're coming from.
Right.
When you say that, oh, no, Big Mouth's just a pop band. They're not a reggae band. I totally understand where you're coming from. And I put my guard up to everybody else, and that's just natural. For reggae people, man, it's just a natural reaction.
Yeah, man. It's like and so much has come since you kind of like one of the pioneering bands that broke that with California reggae, especially here on the West Coast with your first album, California Reggae.
It was I never expected any of that, man. I was just a kid that loved reggae music, and thank God for Makeda Dredd that she brought so much amazing music through. I mean, before I was 18 years old, I had already seen, Steel Pulse and Peter Tosh and Jimmy Cliff and Black Uhuru and Freddie McGregor and Eka Mouse, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I look back at those days and I think, wow, I was so blessed, man, to see Puma, Mikey,
you were like, that was the thick of it. That was like
Robbie on stage, all at the same time.
Yeah, that was the thick of it. I mean, I think back about
Muta Baruka.
Yeah, Muta Baruka Wicked. That was a killer show. Those were killer shows. He was great.
Makeda, man, she's just brought so much color into San Diego, man, and
she's definitely done a lot.
I really give thanks for that woman, and I would not be where I'm at today. If it wasn't for the World Beef Center, Makeda Dredd. My first vegetarian food I ate in her restaurant, the Prophet Restaurant. So
you could probably say the same for me. I probably wouldn't be here without some of the work that we did together, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's been a good ride, man, and like I said, California reggae was just, that was just like breathing.
Yeah.
I didn't plan it.
It's huge. It's huge. That still plays. It's still good stuff. So what about now? I know we're going through this little worldwide pandemic stuff, and it's serious and everything. But what was in the plans for Big Mountain, saying if everything was just normal?
You know, we're still hoping that we're going to be doing a big Australian tour with Diana King, Australia, New Zealand in August.
Okay. That'll be good.
You know, that would be wonderful.
That's another great territory. That's another great territory for you guys. Australia is another great territory for Big Mountain.
And you know, Australia is evolving now. I mean, back in the day, we would play shows there, and it was nothing but white folks. Now, it's nothing but black people.
Oh, dang! You know, that's awesome.
People from Papua New Guinea and Vanuatu, and you know what I mean? It's such a multicultural scene there. It's really beautiful to see, man. So Australia's evolving, man. You know, just like all of us, man. It's just like, you know, you stick around long enough, you get to see some really cool things go on, man.
For sure, for sure. New Zealand's got great reggae bands.
Oh, my God. Amazing,
crazy,
man. My brother, we lost Papa Carl.
Yeah.
House of Sham. 2 years ago, that was a big blow.
Yeah.
Still
got some good bands over there.
Still, yeah, still can't seem to get over that one. That was a tough one, man, because he worked so hard to put House of Sham together. He was part of the innovative and vanguards of South Pacific reggae.
Yeah.
Herb, right? And Herb's is what influenced everybody, Fiji, and all of the greats from South Pacific. They started out with Herbs, and Papa Carl from House of Sham was part of that band, and then he, you know, he finally put this band together with his sons, with his kids, and then Ja decided it was just time to go, man. So
it is. He did his work.
So yeah. New Zealand reggae is amazing. It's
Fat Freddy Drop and the Black Sea stuff. Crazy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, Big Mountain's just gonna keep pushing forward. We, you know, this trip to Anguilla was interesting because, you know, everything that's going on, we kind of really had to look at each other. You know, a lot of people were wondering what the hell we were doing on the road anyway. All of our families were going, what's going on?
Right.
Just get back now.
Right.
And I'm glad we did it. I was really concerned about everybody getting home safe.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad we did it because, one, Banky Banks is a beautiful soul, and that vibe in Anguilla, that, you know,
we did an interview with his son, Omari.
Oh, man, what an amazing talent that kid is.
Right.
That kid is, you know, he's taking it back, man. He's writing songs like old school style.
Yeah, he's good.
Just good old songs.
Yeah.
No gimmick, you know.
He's good.
And he's a good kid, I'll tell you what. He was showing us respect, and he was playing for his dad, and everything was squared off. He was clean. He was in all levels, you know.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you, from the backstage, you know, side, that kid has got a future, man.
Oh, yeah. He's had quite a future. He's so talented, and cricketer and all that stuff and everything.
Right. And I just learned about all of that, you know. I just finally met him. I never really met him. They were playing his music a lot there, so I got to just learn about his whole thing while I was there. But the one thing that we really had to kind of confront was, you know, what if this is the last gig?
Yeah.
You know, what if one of us, God forbid,
happens,
is not able to survive this crisis, right?
Right.
And we all, I think, came away from that experience just really appreciating each other. You know, everybody in that band, on that stage that I play with, I've been with 20 plus years.
Right.
Except for Mikey, which, you know, the bassie. Mm-hmm. He's you know, and he's already been with us for more than 10 years. So
yeah.
So it's been a lot of years of recording, a lot of years of spending time in the studio together, spending time on stage together,
mm-hmm.
Rejoicing the victories, the failures, the defeats, right?
Right.
And I think we all just, you know, left and said goodbye to each other, just really appreciating
this
wonderful experience.
The camaraderie of the band and everything.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. It's been a beautiful run, and we prayed to Jah because everybody's healthy. You know, we've all gotten through our crazy years.
Right.
Everybody's punctual now.
Right.
Nobody goes out to clubs after the gig anymore. Mm. You know, we all just want to go back to the hotel and rest.
Yeah.
You know, now we're going, hey, man, we still got, we still feel like.
I know, right?
We still feel it, you know. We feel like, yo, now let's really get down and get serious. So
yeah.
So we just give thanks for any opportunity
you had an opportunity at Rototom to do your thing over there this year too, right? Did you hit Rototom this year? No.
That was 2015. We were supposed to. They were talking about it.
Okay.
Last year, but it didn't pull together.
I saw you video some big festival, and I thought this was this past summer in Europe.
Well, that was 2015, but that was a tremendous show. I know the video. Rototom, they do the live recording with the big 24 track recording and everything. So that video is definitely.
Let's hope these big festivals that bring us all together don't stop. You know, let's keep all this stuff going.
Well, let's hope that this world understands that. This virus, it doesn't care if you're black or white.
Yeah, no.
Or from China, or from United States, or
rich or poor,
whether
you're
Muslim, whether you're Christian,
yeah.
This virus treats us all on the human level, right?
Yeah.
We are all humans, man.
Yeah.
We all come from Mother Africa. We are all descended from one little African lady that probably lived about 100,000 years ago.
Right.
And probably lived in East Africa.
Yeah.
Every single one of us.
Absolutely.
Comes from her. And
the cradle of civilization.
I just wish that we would not let our leaders manipulate us the
right.
way they do.
It's sad.
These big shots, these gangsters,
oligarchs.
You know, I'm talking presidents, prime ministers. They're all gangsters. The oligarchs, the owners of the big. The big corporations.
Yeah,
we let them manipulate us, man,
yeah.
into not trusting each other. And we, those of us who are enlightened enough, right? Those of us who have had good guidance, because not everybody gets a set of parents that can tell them straight what's going on, right?
Right.
Not all of us are blessed with elders that really, you know, some of us get the raw deal, and we end up, you know, getting raised by bozos.
Yeah.
Those of us who were raised by compassionate people,
yeah,
we gotta step up and we gotta show the love and we gotta throw that light out there and not be afraid to do it and not be afraid to say love is the solution to all of our problems. All of our problems will be solved by love and trust in love.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more, man. Could not agree more, man. Been a pleasure talking to you, man. Really good stuff. Really good stuff.
Thank you, Carlos.
Yeah, man. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Bob Radio.
Yeah, man.
Thank you guys for the support. And thank you, San Diego. I haven't played San Diego in a while. We played while we were in the house for the Music Box.
Yeah, yeah.
Not too long ago. You know, me and James are talking about doing a local thing. So let me know.
Okay.
Let me know if you have any ideas of something regular.
Okay.
Once we get all this thing going again, we've been vibing on that and just kind of saying, you know, it's time for us to do something regular. But we got to find out what would be the best place.
All right.
Best place to do that. You know, pull together a little all-star crew. Maybe you got some.
Yeah, I think I got a couple ideas. Let's see how this thing blows through, and then we'll get back to work.
Yes, we will.
All right. Hey, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you for reaching out. Love you every time, man. You stay strong, and much success and help to the family.
Yeah, man. All right. Cool. Got it.